That's where we're leaving the BBC World Service. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Saturday, the 30th of November. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Nathan Chamberlain. Sarah Keith-Lucas will be here with the Shipping Bulletin in a minute. And after news briefing and prayer for the day, we're invited to embrace a Portuguese practice which aims to transform vulnerability into connection and strength. That's in Something to Declare at 5:45. But first, let's take a look at a Tuesday, when our flagship lecture series continues.
The Wreath Lectures 2024, hosted by me, Anita Arnand.
What I really hope that people listening to my lectures will take away from this series is a realisation that human violence is a bit more complex than they'd thought of.
Four questions about violence, explored by the forensic psychiatrist Dr. Gwen Adshead.
Instead of just rejecting or monstering people who are violent, I think it's really important that we get up close and explore what causes the majority of violence.
Aren't They All Evil? Continues the Wreath Lectures 2024 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Tuesday morning at 9.
And now here's Sarah.
Thank you, Alan, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 30th of November, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Forties, Cromartie, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, 300 miles west of Rockall, 986. Expected Bailey, 982 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southerly, 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromartie, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, later in Forties and Cromartie. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Southwest, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight. South 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth. South 4 to 6, showers, rain later, moderate or good. Biscay, south or southeast 3 to 5, showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. South 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Seoul, veering southwest 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. South or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Fastnet. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Irish Sea. South 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall. South 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Rockall, veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. South 5 to 7, veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. South 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northeasterly gale 8 to storm 10. Rain or snow, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor in northwest. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 4, 7 miles, 1008 now falling. Stornoway, south-southwest 4. Slight rain, 3 miles. 1005 now falling. Lerwick, southwest 6. Recent precipitation, 11 miles. 1004 falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 3. Recent drizzle, more than 38 miles. 1011 now rising. Bridlington, south by west 3. 1019 falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic. Southwest by south 5. 11 miles. 1025. Greenwich light vessel automatic. 5 miles. 1024. Jersey. South by west 4. Mist 2 miles. 1024. Rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. South 4, 1023. Scilly automatic. South-southwest 5. Recent precipitation 3 miles. 1020 rising slowly. Valentia. South 4. Recent drizzle 3 miles. 1012 falling slowly. Malinhead. South by west 5. 9 miles. 1010 now falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday the 30th of November 2024. General situation. A strong and mild southwesterly flow will dominate over the weekend before changing to a cold northerly flow on Sunday night in the north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Occasional drizzle, fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Occasional drizzle, rain later in west, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6 later. Drizzle at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time in west, then veering southwesterly later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 to 7, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Showers, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man. Southwest 5 or 6, backing south 6 or 7, then veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Loch Fall to Cullingford Lock. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 to 7, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 to 7, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 6 or 7, then veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 6 to gale 8, then veering southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. South 5 or 6, veering southwest 4 or 5, then backing south 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 30th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Doctors say they fear the vote in favour of assisted dying may reduce funding for palliative care. Counting is due to get underway in Ireland's general election. And in sport, Brighton are held at home but go second in the Premier League. Senior doctors say fixing the palliative care system must be an immediate priority for the government now that MPs have backed changing the law to allow assisted dying in England and Wales. Figures suggest nearly a quarter of people who need palliative care do not get it, and the families of those that do have been left unhappy about the quality of support. The Association of Palliative Medicine has called for a commission to be set up to improve services. The government has been contacted for comment. Dr. Sarah Cox, the association's president, says it's not an issue that ministers can ignore.
We would encourage them to start a conversation about putting this right, about making palliative care something we can be really proud of. What concerns me is that now that this bill has passed, there may be less impetus to do that. And also we know there is a finite amount of money to be used for the NHS.
Aleppo Airport in Syria has reportedly been closed after rebel forces opposed to President al-Assad claimed they had reached the heart of the city. Military sources have told the Reuters news agency all roads leading into Aleppo have been shut too. Russia is said to have promised that military aid will arrive in the next 72 hours to try to thwart the rebels. President Zelensky has suggested that Ukrainian territory under his control should be protected by what he called the NATO umbrella to try to stop the war with Russia. He says Ukraine could then attempt to regain land seized by the Kremlin diplomatically. Counting in Ireland's general election is due to get underway in 3.5 hours. A full result could take days because the country's proportional representation system involves numerous rounds. An exit poll suggests a near dead heat for three parties. Our Northern Ireland political editor, Enda McClafferty, is in Dublin.
Sinn Féin coming out slightly ahead on 21.1%, followed by Fine Gael on 21%, and then Fianna Fáil on 19.5%. Remember, Sinn Féin limped into this campaign off the back of a string of controversies and a poor European and council election result when it secured just 12% of the vote. So it will be